This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio. Who to start? Who to sit? Who's a sleeper and who's a bust? A weekly look at the upcoming weekend in fantasy football from a Patriots perspective.
Back to throw, look, fires over the middle, caught, rush, touchdown, welcome.
And from all around the NFL.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Ask your fantasy questions, hear from the experts, and let us be your weekly cheat sheet. Now, here's our resident fantasy geek, guru, Brian Lowe.
How's everybody doing today? Week 4 on the NFL slate. Week 4 of the Fantasy Lowdown on Patriots.com radio. I'm Brian Lowe, here with you for the next hour, taking your questions on Fantasy Week number 4, web radio at Patriots.com. You know the email address already. Send in your emails. We want to hear from you. We're also going to have a terrific guest with us in just a few minutes here in the Lowdown, Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. He's the senior writer, and he's got some great tips, some great pointers. We had him on last year on the show, and I think the year before as well. And maybe if you're lucky, we'll actually use some of your emails, take some of your questions with him on the air, and he can help you out, a real expert. I'm just kind of the resident guy here at the Patriots. You know, I don't really have true credentials other than I like fantasy football, let's be honest. Joe Dolan will be able to really help us out. And we're going to go through some of the notable, storylines in football and fantasy football. A lot of them are injury-related, aren't they always? I mean, really, a lot of them are injury-related. And really, running backs, boy, oh, boy. A lot of running backs on the shelf or running backs who are maybe even worse than being on the shelf from a fantasy point of view is they're up. Their status is up in the air. You know, Clinton Portis, Javid Best, Steven Jackson, Jerome Harrison. A lot of these guys, and really, Ray Rice, there's another one, and just keep you wondering, keep you waiting until Sunday, and then in conjunction with that, we've got four teams with a bye week, of course, Dallas, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, and Kansas City. So, listen, you take any four teams in the NFL, even if they're the bottom four teams, and you're going to have issues when it comes to bye week replacements. You're going to have key guys who are out of your lineup, certainly a tight end. You think about Jason Witten, Vasante Shanko, Tony Moiaki is jumping out there now, and Kellen Winslow. Maybe not so much quarterback because Matt Castle and Josh Freeman aren't regular every week starters, but, you know, Favre, Tony Romo, definitely have some decisions. So if you have some stardom or sit-em questions related to the bye weeks, we'd be happy to hear from you. And don't forget, you can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-543-7482 as well. 508-543-7482. Web radio at patriots.com. That is how to reach us. So I'd like to just check in first on our PFW League, PFW Fantasy Premier League, of which I'm a part of. And we've got 10 teams in this and 12 teams in this. And I'm grateful to be 2-1 after a romp over the weekend over the Hooligans 10 team. Got some big performances I did from DeSean Jackson, Michael Turner, and the Philadelphia defense. Brett Favre didn't kill me either, 10 points. And really the only goose egg, the only guy who I had in my lineup that didn't give me anything was TJ Houshmandzadeh, but, you know, shame on me to have him in the lineup. Hooligans, you know, I was able to deal, you know, he had New York Giants in his lineup, so that worked out well for me. Eli Manning's poor performance as well, so I'm 2-1 in that league, and while I don't have the standings in front of me, I know I'm in the upper half in that league. Web radio at patriots.com. Web radio at patriots.com is our email address, and I want to get right to some of the emails, some of the emails that we got in over the course of the week. And don't forget, you can always email us in during the week because we will get to you on Thursday. Don't worry about how early it is. If you email us on a Sunday, we will get to it. So before we have Joe Dolan join us, let's get to an email here from Rion Orion in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Brian, you've helped me out greatly with your fantasy football wisdom from on high. Well, I don't know about the on high, but fantasy football wisdom. Appreciate that, Ryan. I've Michael Vick as my starter and haven't seen any reason to bench him for Favre or Eli Manning. Well, it's true. 2 weeks ago when we found out that Michael Vick was going to be starting for Kevin Cobb due to concussion, I was very high on Vick going into a game against Detroit. And then last week when we find out that Andy Reid has officially moved Vick into the starting lineup for the Eagles in place of Cobb, maybe not for good, but certainly for good temporarily at least, I was still very high in Vick. And what has happened? Well, he's become one of the top fantasy point scorers really in any format. So if you lucked out in picking Michael Vick on the waiver wire a couple of weeks ago or last week, good for you because, yeah, absolutely. At this point, he's ahead of Favre, and he's definitely ahead of Manning based on the way those two guys have played. So Ryan says, for running backs, I only have Darren McFadden and John Kuhn of Green Bay eligible this week due to buys, so no options there. Well, you know, McFadden against Houston, that's not bad. I think McFadden has become the number one guy for Oakland. Even if it's by default, he's a guy who can, you know, he should be able to rattle off 75 yards and a score maybe every other week. Certainly 75 yards is I think, reasonable to expect. And, you know, listen, Oakland's offense just, they don't get to the red zone too often, so you just might not get the scores all the time, but he's their guy. And then John Kuhn, you know, I wonder about Brandon Jackson in Green Bay. I just don't get the sense that he's the guy they want to be carrying the load, and you keep hearing the rumors of Marshawn Lynch, and that's reason enough to have Marshawn Lynch on your bench. If Marshawn Lynch is available in your league, listen, you never know on any given week if he gets the rock for Buffalo and has a chance to score, but certainly if he gets traded, and specifically if he gets traded to a team like Green Bay, I think Lynch is pretty good. But right now, John Kuhn, you know, you could do worse. You could actually do worse than John Kuhn if you want to have him in your lineup this week. And, you know, like Ryan is saying here, it's a bye week replacement. I'm not sure exactly who else he has. But, you know, Green Bay hosting Detroit, John Kuhn, not a terrible guy to have in your lineup. Okay, Ryan says, I do have some questions at wide receiver. I need three between Andre Johnson, Ocho Cinco, Calvin Johnson, Kevin Walter, and Nate Washington. I know the first three are in the elite. That would be Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson, and Ocho Cinco. But Calvin Johnson just hasn't been delivering. And then for tight end, I have Mercedes Lewis of Jacksonville and Aaron Hernandez. All right, let's go with the wide receivers here. The Andre Johnson, Kevin Walter conundrum is critical right now because Andre Johnson was held out of practice again today. That's two straight days. And, you know, it seems like, based on what I'm reading, Johnson is preparing as though he's going to play. But, listen, it seems like at best he's going to be limited on Sunday against the Raiders. So I'm looking at Kevin Walter as a must start, believe it or not. And I'd almost say that, listen, if Andre Johnson plays, it's hard to sit him, although if he's limited, questionable what you're going to get out of him. I think Ocho Cinco against Cleveland, you're definitely going to want to start. Calvin Johnson, I hear you on he hasn't been delivering. You're still going to have to start him. You got to start him. I think to me it's monitor that Andre Johnson, Kevin Walter situation. If Andre Johnson doesn't play, Kevin Walter absolutely gets in there. If Andre Johnson does play, you've got a tough call there between Johnson and Walter, or maybe even having both of them in there. If your gut is telling you Calvin Johnson is going to continue to struggle at Green Bay this week, and it's not like you're off target there, then I would say Andre Johnson, Ocho Cinco, and Kevin Walter would do. Nate Washington, you know, not a bad sleeper, but you've got some depth there. I don't think Nate Washington is your guy. I think Andre Johnson, Ocho Cinco, and Calvin Johnson, with Kevin Walter sneaking in there if Andre doesn't play, you know, that's where you want to go. Mercedes Lewis or Aaron Hernandez, I like Mercedes Lewis as a fantasy sleeper all season long. But Aaron Hernandez is extremely intriguing because if Tom Brady gets the ball in his hands a couple times a game, he's going to get great yards after a catch. He hasn't scored yet. I think he's extremely due to get in the end zone. For a guy who's caught as many passes as he has these first couple of weeks and has as many yards after the catch, you know, he might not be a red zone target right now, but he's going to break one loose at some point. Wouldn't be surprised if it's that week, this week. But, you know, I think Mercedes Lewis is a guy you want to keep in mind. Don't know about this week against Indianapolis, but I do like him a lot. Thanks for the email there, Ryan. Webradio@patriots.com. Webradio@patriots.com. So mention the Andre Johnson situation there, which is a very tough one. You almost, not, you know, if you have Andre Johnson, it's not like you want the Texans to bench him, but you want to know early. You want to know early in the week what the deal is, but it's looking like he's going to be limited. The last thing you want to have happen, though, is have Andre Johnson on your bench and it turn out that he actually is going to play and play well.
Oh, somebody stepping a duck.
What do you got there, Kevin?
I don't know. I'm just playing.
You're always playing.
It's fun.
Well, I know it is, but, you know, what was that? What was that?
I don't know. I saw step on duck, so I thought it was going to be like a type noise, like actually the sound a duck would make if someone stepped on it.
Okay, and the relevance?
Well, no, if you didn't play Andre Johnson and he went off, you would be, you know what I mean?
I see it.
You'd be a dead duck.
Okay. Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to, Doc has all these things, all these drops that have been in here. No.
It's all about Doc, huh?
No, he does a great job. We have a ton of drops. It's just hard to kind of decipher from the titles what the sound actually may be sometimes.
Well, you know, we got programming here from 12 to 5, so maybe between 5 p.m. and noon tomorrow.
That's true.
Why don't you spend some time?
I could start playing.
Like 4 a.m.?
I'll just inflate the air mattress back here and we'll just have fun.
There you go. Yeah, 4 a.m., just, don't say we. I'm not going to be here.
You don't have a sleepover with me? S'mores, the whole nine yards?
Oh, boy.
Footy pajamas?
Oh, boy. Well, wow. You're really making it tempting. You're really making it tempting. Anyways, when we get Joe Dolan on the horn at some point in the show, one of the topics I want to ask him is what he thinks about Donovan McNabb this week. We've all been waiting for the Washington-Philadelphia matchup. The first time Donovan McNabb will play against Philadelphia in his career, and obviously as long as he's a member of the Redskins, that'll happen twice each year. Haven't really been too impressed with McNabb, and I'm not buying him for this week. I don't really see him having a good performance at Washington. I'm sorry, at Philadelphia. He only has two touchdown passes on the entire year, and you know, personally, I don't see that happening. I don't see it happening for him this week. So I want to ask Joe about McNabb, and then also we're going to get into all these running backs. If you field a fantasy football team right now, it's virtually impossible for you not to have a running back who is probable or questionable or has a lingering injury. I mean, just going down the list of guys who are on the injury report for their teams, virtually half of the top, say, 24 have an injury of some sort. Maurice Jones-Drew, Michael Turner, Cedric Benson, Steven Jackson, Pierre Thomas, Matt Forte, Ryan Matthews, Ray Rice, Javid Best, Joseph Addai, Beanie Wells, no Sean Moreno, if we're going a little bit deeper, Jerome Harrison, obviously. How do we sort through this? How do you sort through this as a fantasy football owner? I mean, the easy thing to do, which I did in one of my leagues, actually I think in two of my leagues last week, Ryan Matthews, knew early on in the week, highly unlikely Matthews was going to play, which led me to pick up Mike Tolbert. It looked like if Matthews doesn't play, Tolbert's going to be the guy. He had an okay game, 70-something yards, no scores, but it wasn't like he was shut out. And the good thing in that situation was it was – if it wasn't 100%, it was about 98-99% by Thursday or Friday of last week that Matthews wasn't going to play. So I almost didn't even have to monitor the situation on Sunday. And actually, now that I think about it, I can't even remember. Oh, no, San Diego had an afternoon game, a 4 o'clock game. I didn't even have to remember what time they were playing. Do we have a 1 o'clock game where I can monitor it then? Didn't really have to worry about that. But, you know, what about Steven Jackson? You know, what about Steven Jackson? If Steven Jackson isn't going to play, I mean, who do you get, Kenneth Darby? Do you pick up Kenneth Darby and hope that he's going to play? I mean, right now what we're hearing on Steven Jackson is he might need to miss this game, sacrifice this game, to be healthy for the long haul. And, you know, it doesn't sound promising for Steven Jackson. So what do you do in that case? What if you have Steven Jackson on your team and, you know, you've also got Adrian Peterson? You know, well, pretty good for you if those are your two guys. If you've got those two guys, you're out of luck for this week. Peterson on a bye, Steven Jackson looking like he might not play. Tough calls, and it's really striking how many of these running backs are questionable or probable, and their status is just not known, really, until leading right up to Sunday. You're listening to the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com Radio, web radio at Patriots.com. is the way to reach us. Joining us now on the phone line is Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Joe Dolan is the senior writer at FantasyGuru.com. Joe, thanks for joining us. We had you on last year, and it's great to have you back this year.
It's fantastic to be back, my man. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, doing pretty well, and, you know, really, there's never a shortage of topics here on the Fantasy Lowdown. We now got bye weeks coming up this week, but I want to forget about the bye weeks. We're not going to talk about the four teams who aren't playing. We're going to talk about the teams who are. And
sure.
I want to start right out with this Washington-Philadelphia game and Donovan McNabb.
You got it.
Donovan McNabb, listen, from a non-fantasy football perspective, this game is wildly intriguing. But what do you make of Donovan McNabb so far this year? He's only got a couple of touchdown passes with Washington. What are we going to expect out of him when he goes back to Philly for the first time?
This is going to be an incredibly interesting game from a fantasy standpoint and from a football standpoint. And obviously the two are completely intertwined. So you have to look at it in terms of scheme. And, you know, McNabb didn't play as poorly last week as it looked like he played, but he still kind of struggled with his the erraticisms that we typically see from Donovan McNabb, the inaccuracies in his game. And the St. Louis Rams really confused him by bringing some zone blitzes, and you can bet the house that Sean McDermott, the Eagles defensive coordinator, is going to do the same. And I really liken this Redskin offense this year to the Eagle offense of last year, except this Redskin offense is a more extreme version. It's, are the Redskins going to get their big plays, or are they not going to get their big plays? And when they don't, they're going to struggle to sustain offense. And I really wonder if Donovan McNabb is going to be capable of hitting those plays on a consistent basis against the Eagle defense. If you had to put a gun to my head and say, do the Redskins have an extremely good day offensively? I would say no, based on the way the Eagles play defense and based on the way Donovan McNabb has played thus far this year.
Well, you're absolutely right in that, in how intriguing it is, both fantasy and reality, I guess. And then on the other side of the field, you got Michael Vick, who has been the most surprising fantasy performer to date, really, unless you count between Vick and Aaron Foster, those are your two most surprising players. Does Michael Vick keep it up? That's what fantasy owners who picked up Michael Vick on waivers and have really lucked out so far. What's most important now is, for the long haul, can I expect to have Michael Vick in my lineup every week?
I think so, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, we slotted Michael Vick in the same slot in our season rankings, where he's in the top 10, that we had Kevin Cobb entering this season. Now, obviously, things happened with Kevin Cobb. One, he got hurt. Two, he frankly was not playing to the level that Andy Reid expected him to play when they traded Donovan McNabb.
Yep.
And I'm sure you and I and everybody else was confused when he went back on his word and started Michael Vick instead of Kevin Cobb, despite Kevin Cobb being healthy. Well, Michael Vick is playing at another level right now. We talked to Greg Cosell of NFL Films.
Yep.
We talk to him every week for the website and see what he sees. And he is confident in saying that as in terms of being a pure quarterback, Michael Vick has played his best two games as a starter in his NFL career these last 2 weeks. And I think that is a remarkable, remarkable a testament to what Michael Vick has done to get himself back into this game. And the fact of the matter is, as long as he's starting, I think he's going to be a very viable fantasy quarterback, because there are so many weapons around him in that Philadelphia passing offense. There is no team in the NFL that has two receivers that can run as well as those Eagle receivers can.
And he's throwing touchdown passes, he's running for touchdowns, and he's not throwing picks, which,
nope.
I mean, you can't really ask for too much better out of your fantasy quarterback. I want to switch over to running backs a little bit while we have you, Joe Dolan from fantasyguru.com. And it's amazing when you look at the top, say, 24 running backs, pretty much half of them have an injury of some sort. And that's just the way it goes a lot of times at that running back position. If you're someone who has, say, Steven Jackson, you've got Javid Best, you've got Jerome Harrison, you've got Ray Rice, these guys who are questionable and you just don't know what their status is going to be until Sunday, I wanted to ask you a two-pronged question.
Sure.
Among those and others, who are we most concerned about for an injury in the long haul, these top-tier running backs? And then if you have one or two players, you know, who might still be around on the waiver wire, that a team that has bye week issues and injury issues at running back, who are you targeting yourself this week?
I'm telling you what, the guy I'm most concerned about is Steven Jackson, because the guy is a warrior and he gets 300 carries a year, and now it seems like he's constantly banged up, and we're not really sure what his status is going to be for this week. And if that's the case, you got to wonder, is Ken Darby going to be a guy that we can start to count on? Kenneth Darby, the guy who filled in last week, I think that might be the case. He looked like a starting running back last week. He looked like a sustaining runner. He looked like somebody who can get the job done in the short term. That being said, I'm not really sure if I'm comfortable going and picking up Ken Darby in the instance that Steven Jackson goes out there and he plays, and he plays well. So then what do you do? Well, if you're thinking about the Patriots, I'm on Patriots.com. How about Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis?
Well, exactly.
I mean, the guy played extremely well last week. He ran hard, and he's available in a whole lot of waiver wires because, frankly, people don't trust the Patriot running backs. And judging by the way Bill Belichick has rotated his running backs in the past, they really shouldn't trust them for fantasy purposes. But I think with the injury situation, obviously with Kevin Falk getting hurt and, you know, Sammy Morris getting up there in years and Fred Taylor always being banged up, I think Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis is certainly a viable option to pick up and stash and put on your roster and maybe stick him in there this week if you need him. I was impressed by him last week.
No question, and he scored last week, and even back in 2008 when he got some opportunities, he was scoring as well, and it just seems like the opportunity is there right now with, like you said, Faulkert. Fred Taylor hasn't practiced this week, doesn't look promising for him, and then obviously Lawrence Maroney being traded. So it's looking promising. So you recommend Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
I do, and I'll throw another name out there for you that's really kind of interesting to me this week. Chris Ivory is an undrafted free agent rookie for the New England Patriots.
Or Saints.
And, you know, the thing about him that's interesting is Pierre Thomas not practicing this week. Pierre Thomas hasn't practiced yesterday, didn't practice today, and they're playing Carolina, and Carolina's not good at all. And New Orleans can use this as an opportunity to see. Maybe Chris Ivory can get some of those Mike Bell carries from last year, that grinder at the end of the game. He fumbled last week on a play that would have garnered the Saints a big-time first down, kind of allowed Atlanta to get in there and drive and win the football game. But maybe if he's going to have a role, I think this is going to be the week the Saints discover if he can do that.
And you're right, and when you look at the Saints box score from the other day, I think Pierre Thomas and Chris Ivory were the only two players to have a carry for the Saints, which tells you, you know, if Thomas isn't ready to go or is hobbled, it's not like they have all that many options, with especially with Reggie Bush having gone down as well. One other running back question, what about San Diego? What are you hearing about Ryan Matthews, who, you know, I was very high on coming into the season, and, you know, he didn't have a huge start, but then got hurt. Mike Tolbert jumps in. What do you make of that situation for this week, and what do you make of Ryan Matthews for the long haul?
Practiced in full this week, I believe, and every indication is that he's going to be ready to go. And I think this is a really good matchup to use Ryan Matthews if you're a Ryan Matthews owner. Arizona has very good talent up front. They have Calais Campbell, they have Darnell Dockett and whatnot, but they've been gashed on the ground these last couple weeks, first by Atlanta and then by Oakland. And frankly, I thought Ryan Matthews looked pretty darn good before, in the first game, fumbling in that atrocious weather. And two, before the injury in week two. So, you know, it looked like he was primed for a big game in each of those games, and then just something kind of lightning struck and bad luck happened. And those things are going to happen in fantasy football. So I am rolling with the idea that Ryan Matthews is going to start. I'm rolling with the idea that he's going to be the volume rusher here. That doesn't mean Mike Tolbert isn't going to steal a couple touchdowns. I think it's going to happen. Mike Tolbert's a good back, but Ryan Matthews is versatile. He is a three-down back. He is an every-down back. That's what he projects to be, and that's the way I'm rolling with him until proven otherwise, with him out there and completely healthy.
We're talking to Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com, who's got a couple more minutes with us. And, Joe, I'm just wondering if we can hammer out a couple of emails. We're an email-based operation here, and a couple people have some pretty quick-hit start 'em or sit 'em questions. And while we got you on the phone, we'll go with you. Okay, Joe is wondering about a running back number two decision he's got to make between the aforementioned Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and Brandon Jackson of Green Bay. Who among those two would you go with?
I'd probably go with Jackson simply because they're playing the Detroit Lions, and I think that game's going to be a blowout from start to finish. I don't think that the Lions have any shot in that game, and I think the Packers are going to eventually run down the clock, but obviously the question is, do they go with Jackson or do they go with John Kuhn, the fullback? I think Jackson is guaranteed to get more touches than Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, or at least I feel better about him getting more touches. I'd roll with Brandon Jackson.
That's right, and a lot of people here in New England know that even if we think someone is the primary running back, come Sunday, Bill Belichick will make sure to debunk that, which is a good point. Okay, Todd in Jacksonville, Florida has a question here. Which two of the following running backs should he start? And this is a point per reception league he wanted to make sure to say. Frank Gore against Atlanta, and he acknowledges that's pretty much a no-brainer. So you got Frank Gore against Atlanta, you got Javid Best against Green Bay, Brandon Jackson against Detroit, and Beanie Wells of San Diego. Very intriguing now, Beanie Wells, because it looks like he's healthy. Right. So Gore, Best, Jackson, and Wells.
If Best is healthy and playing, which is a big question, he missed practice again today, I'd roll with Beanie Wells. And those are two. Frank Gore, as he said, is an absolute no-brainer. Yep. He's basically the only weapon you can count on in that offense outside of Vernon Davis. Beanie Wells, we were a little shaky on him. We didn't know what to expect, but it looked like this knee surgery cleaned up some of his issues. He ran really hard last week. If Javid Best is not healthy, if there's any question at all, roll with Beanie Wells and feel pretty good about it, because you had to make the decision given Javid Best's health situation.
And Ken Wisenhunt made fantasy football owners, gave them some tips as last week was going on, which is rare, basically saying, you know, Beanie's going to play, probably won't play so much. So rather than, at least he let the cat out of the bag, he's going to play, but temper your expectations, which was pretty good. And now Todd also asked a question, would you trade Michael Vick for Matt Forte? And he notes that his other quarterback is Eli Manning. Would you do Vick for Forte?
See, I feel actually pretty good about Eli. Eli's not as shaky a quarterback option for fantasy as everybody thinks, because I think that team in the long haul is going to have to throw the football. But Matt Forte is shaky as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, they can't run the football, the Bears. Their line is kind of rough. Forte's not really a dynamic back, but he is making plays in the passing game. And if you really think you need a running back, I think I would endorse that trade. But Vic, in my opinion, has more value than getting a guy like Forte. I'm just a little bit concerned about how they're running the football. I'm still concerned about Chester Taylor's role in that offense. And really, Forte's only value has come in the passing game. And as a running back, that's a little bit shaky to count on.
All right, one more. Last one, and it's good because this has to do with the Patriots game this Monday night against Miami. This is from Gustavo in Porto Alegre, Brazil. Who do you prefer this week, Wes Welker or Brandon Marshall? So going against each other in that Monday night game, Welker or Marshall?
Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
Against the Patriot defense. I am going to say something. If Ryan Fitzpatrick was any good, I think the Patriots would have been in trouble last week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, until the Patriot defense shows me something, I'm rolling with Brandon Marshall.
I'll tell you, the Patriots defense, the Patriots were in trouble last week.
Yeah.
It was closer than I think they would have liked.
It was, certainly was. And, you know, Brandon Marshall, I mean, any defense, this guy's a beast. This guy's a monster. And Chad Henne played really well last week. This New England-Miami game outside of Philadelphia-Washington, probably the most intriguing matchup this week.
Very good on national TV. All right, Joe Dolan, thanks for joining us. Let me just let you give a little plug for fantasyguru.com and what people can expect if they check out the site.
I tell you what, we are working basically around the clock, 24 hours. It's from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, all fantasy football on fantasyguru.com. We got game center matchups. We have projections. We've got trade tools. We have a My Guru tool that allows you to input your lineup, and it shows you all our projections for the week and recommends if you should do a start or sit type deal with all the guys in your roster that you can customize. We have a very active message board community. It is the best bang for your buck in the fantasy football industry at fantasyguru.com.
Fantastic. We'll be checking it out. That's our producer enjoying giving you a plug, and we always enjoy having you on the show. Either way, Joe, thank you very much. Get back to it. We don't want you spending too much time on our show because you got to be updating that site.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm getting back to doing right now. Still got some games to write up, including the Patriots game.
Fantastic. Joe, thank you very much for joining us. That's Joe Dolan, fantasyguru.com, joining us here on the Fantasy Lowdown here on this Thursday, leading up to Week 4, web radio at patriots.com, and also the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-543-7482. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with your emails on the Fantasy Lowdown.
This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriots season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together, talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter. We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
Wow. You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football.
Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
You got?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America NA member PIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. Says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Welcome back into the Fantasy Lowdown. Patriots.com Radio. Brian Lowe here with you every Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time on Patriots.com. And certainly, you can check us out if you can't make it 4 to 5 Eastern. It's available as a podcast as well. Kevin behind the glass, always doing his stuff and doing it pretty well. One thing he doesn't do pretty well, though, is generally manage a fantasy football team. Kevin, correct? Now, we are in a league. Exactly. I talked earlier about our PFW league and in another league that we have going on here. Not that I have too much I can brag about. I'm winless, but I did have a tie this past week.
Oh, tie.
I did.
That's rare, isn't it?
Very rare. 97 all. Really came down to a lot of things happening on Monday Night Football. So, listen, ties, who really
wants... It's like kissing your sister.
Yeah, who really likes a tie? But...
And we're not in Tennessee, so that's not cool.
But I'm not 0-3 like you.
Yes, that's good. You're ahead of me.
I am ahead of you.
But I will say this, though. I know the reason my team is subpar, and it's not surprising. I didn't draft well, and unfortunately, I was in transit during the draft and was trying to, like, phone picks in to a friend who was on the lobby and stuff like that. So it got pretty tough. I missed a few picks that I would have liked to have had back that were auto-picked because I didn't get the pick in time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I can't really beat myself over the head too much because we all know how critical the draft is.
Oh yeah, of course. The draft is huge. Now, the big decisions that I have coming up this week are in the running back, as far as running back. It looks like I have both Ryan Matthews and Beanie Wells, who all things being equal are my top two running backs, and I think I'll be able to start them. I also have Clinton Portis, who's a disappointment and looks like his role is going downhill. And I picked up Mike Tolbert last week, so I'll be monitoring the Ryan Matthews, Mike Tolbert situation. And then I also have both C.J. Spiller and Marshawn Lynch.
See, I really like Beanie Wells now. I think I really liked what I saw last week.
Yeah.
I have him in the other league that I'm in, and I think he had like 74 yards last week on a pretty limited amount of carries because he's still getting to the swing of things.
Yeah, so I have a running back. I think I have a good running back situation now because
I agree.
More guys.
You have good depth.
I think I have good depth when healthy. The question is I need to do something about tight end, which I haven't done yet because Jason Witten's my only tight end. And he has a bye. So that's a big decision I've got going on over there. And then, you know, in the other league, in my PFW league, where I have Brett Favre, has been my quarterback the last couple of weeks. And, unfortunately, due to religious reasons, I actually wasn't able to draft in that league, which was unfortunate. But I was left with Brett Favre and I picked up Sam Bradford, who I think I'm going to have start this week. I'm not thrilled about it. Unless I can work a trade, not thrilled about that. It looks like I'm gonna have Sam Bradford.
I'm in a similar boat, B-Lo, with the quarterback. I was kind of in a pickle in our league. I did draft in the late rounds, so to speak, the backup, because I had Tony Romo, who I wasn't thrilled about to begin with, but he was the best available at the time when I had to pick. But I actually ended up picking up Chad Henne pretty late in the draft, and against the Patriots secondary. You know, I don't think it's going to be that bad of a play this weekend.
No, I like Chad Henne.
I think he's projected at around 20 points, which is pretty respectable for a quarterback.
Yeah, 20 points is very good if you can get 20. And, you know, listen, like I've said, and I think what John Rook was talking about as well, you know, what reason is there to not take the opposing quarterback going against the Patriots right now? And it's just, you know, can the Patriots' defense turn it around? Yeah, but right now, yeah, I'd go with Chad Henne going in this game against the Patriots. Anyways, webradio@patriots.com is our email address. We still have several emails to get to in the inbox and still want to hear from you. This is Ben in Stockton, UK. Hey, B-Lo, and some love for Kev. How about that, Kev? Ben, sending you some love. What do you got? Quicker, quicker.
Though Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
Not bad, not bad. My team, the Stockton Casuals, and the bottom of my eight-team league this week plays the 3-0 Coventry Dolphins, who are the top-ranked team. I have a few selection dilemmas, so just want to know who you would start for the following positions. Quarterback, Donovan McNabb or Tom Brady? I'm down on McNabb. I'm down on McNabb specifically this week, but sort of down on McNabb in general with the Redskins. I'd definitely go Tom Brady in that case. Definitely go Tom Brady. Listen, he's had his issues on the road, had his issues on the road against Miami last year, but it's still Tom Brady, and you're not benching Tom Brady for Donovan McNabb really any week. So I don't think you have too much of a choice to make there. It's definitely Brady. Now, tight end, JerMichael Finley or Dustin Keller? Like what Dustin Keller has done. He tore apart the Patriots, he's had a pretty good year. But JerMichael Finley has had a great year and is a great tight end. You're not going to sit JerMichael Finley really any week unless you also have Antonio Gates or you also have Vernon Davis. But Dustin Keller, yeah, he's probably top 10 tight end. You're not starting him unless and until Green Bay has its bye week. All right, which three from the following five wide receivers? Lance Moore, Jeremy Maclin, Brandon Marshall, Malcolm Floyd, and Kevin Walter. I think it's pretty clear cut here, Ben. I think you're going to go Jeremy Maclin, Brandon Marshall, and Kevin Walter. I don't dislike Malcolm Floyd at all. I'd be more than comfortable starting Malcolm Floyd. But Jeremy Maclin, listen, it looks like he is one of the two top targets for Michael Vick, and that offense is churning right now. You're not going to want to sit a guy like Maclin until it becomes clear that this Vick thing isn't working out or things are slowing down. You're definitely going to want to go Maclin. Brandon Marshall is a top 10 guy. Brandon Marshall's a top 10 guy. We've talked about what's going on with Chad Henne and going up against the Patriots, and there's really no reason on the surface to think that Brandon Marshall can't have a big game this week. You're definitely going to want to go Brandon Marshall. And I'm very high on Kevin Walter in general, very high on him this week. Going up against Oakland, which Oakland's got a sneaky second-ranked pass defense this year, but they've played some bad teams. Their schedule has been weak. That pass defense is because
they had the Rams, I think.
Arizona, St. Louis, and Tennessee, and those teams are not at those are not upper echelon passing games. That ranking will go down this week against Houston. I think Matt Schaub is going to have a field day, and I think Kevin Walter is going to be the beneficiary with or without Andre Johnson in that lineup.
Is that game in Oakland?
I think it is. That game is in Oakland, yeah. Houston at Oakland. I like the Houston offense in this game quite a bit. I like Kevin Walter a lot. He has scored in every game so far this year. He had an 11-catch game, their only other time on the road, so he can get it done on the road as well. Lance Moore, you're not going to see a week like last week every week, especially in that New Orleans passing game where there's so many weapons. I wouldn't expect Lance Moore to be stringing these together. So, Ben, there you go. He says, even though I'm 0-3, I'm enjoying my first year of fantasy football. And it was, in fact, from listening to your show, which introduced me to fantasy football. Ben, I couldn't be any more appreciative. That's great. Happy to hear you're enjoying it. Stick with it. You're 0-3, much like Kevin. But fortunes can change in fantasy football. Fortunes can change. So thanks for checking in. We had a question from Gustavo from Porto Alegre, Brazil, that we asked Joe Dolan in terms of Wes Welker or Brandon Marshall, and certainly Marshall seems to be the consensus. But Gustavo also had another question, needing some help from us. Pick two of these following three running backs: Arian Foster, Michael Turner, and Darren McFadden. Pretty good 1-2-3, if you ask me. Especially this week where there's, no Adrian Peterson out there. The Kansas City running backs aren't out there. Marion Barber's not out there. Those are three top, probably 12 running backs. And the good thing is, two of the three, I don't think have any injury problems. And even Michael Turner, it looks like there's no reason to worry. That being said, I think Arian Foster is your guy. Like I said with Kevin Walter, I think the Houston offense is in for a big day this week. I definitely go Arian Foster, and I definitely go Michael Turner against San Francisco. Listen, San Francisco is reeling right now. San Francisco doesn't know what hit them, and I think you got to take advantage of that right now.
What was the latest on Michael Turner's health, Bilo?
The latest was that he's probable, and Yeah, did you have
Didn't. His backup's name is escaping me. But
Jason Snelling is his backup.
Yeah, he got a decent amount of work last week.
Yeah, he did get a decent amount of work. And I'm pulling up Michael Turner right now. And, you know, Turner hasn't missed a game yet, but there's always a concern. I think Jason Snelling is a very worthwhile guy to have on your team, especially if you're a Michael Turner owner.
As a backup, yeah.
As a backup, but all signs point to Michael Turner playing and probably having some success this week. In fact, I just saw he wasn't even listed on the injury report this week. So looks like he's all set there. Had a groin injury, and then you know, as far as Darren McFadden goes, you know, I don't mind him. Like I said, that's pretty good depth to have. Houston's run defense has been pretty good this year, though. McFadden's not bad, but I definitely think, Gustavo, that you're going to want to go with Foster and Turner. If those are your three choices right there. So good choices to have, and I'd go with Foster and Turner. Hey, Brian and Kevin, it's Mick from Ireland. Listen, Kevin, you know, you're getting some love.
I'm Irish,
it took a couple
too.
Weeks.
That's why he likes me.
Oh,
you know my name in Gaelic translate to handsome boy?
Yeah.
Eat your heart out, Bilo.
Yeah. Don't go by that.
Even though I have a face for radio.
You do have a face for
I'm
radio.
I'm not a Patriots
in fact,
today
I'm,
guy like you.
I'm going to turn my chair a little bit so I don't have to look into
we'll
the window.
We'll have to put a curtain here.
That would help.
So we can hear each other, but you don't have to look at me.
That would help. You're not a bad guy, but you know that translation, just I don't buy it.
No, it's just the mug. I mean,
just the mug.
Get a raise, I'll get some work done.
Well, work on that, why don't you? All right, Mick says, I won't be able to listen live, so I thought I'd drop an email before I don't know. Maybe you'll get to it. Yes, we're getting to it.
He's probably out drinking.
I'm playing you this week, Brian, in the PFW League, and I have a bit of a problem. One of my main point scorers, Steven Jackson, is injured. I'm guessing I'm going to have to sit him, or do you have some knowledge that I don't have? I have Chris Chambers and Thomas Jones on my bench, both on a bye, so the only thing I can really do is move players around these spots and bring in Shockey as an extra tight end. Any other ideas otherwise? Do you think I need to look at free agency or something else? Cheers again, and I'll get the postcard later. I'll get the podcast later and get your answer. I would say good luck, Brian, but I don't think you need it. All right, Mick, well, hey, listen, you want me to give you help and we're playing each other? Really? See, that's the conundrum I have, Kevin, by being in a league, the PFW League, with
a
lot
of
our listeners.
You're a man of the people, though, B-Lo.
I am a man of
the
people.
I will say that.
And that's why I'm going to help Mick out here. Now, Steven Jackson, it didn't sound all that promising. In fact, when we were talking to Joe Dolan just a little while ago here on the Fantasy Lowdown, and I rattled off a list of a bunch of running backs, top-tier running backs who are hurt, and I said, you know, who should we be most concerned about? And actually, to be honest, Steven Jackson is the one who he first mentioned. And he thought Kenneth Darby, who's the backup there, you know, I'm certainly not sold on him, but thinks he's a reasonable guy to add if you're a Steven Jackson owner. And then, you know, he also mentioned, of course, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Now, without me looking right now at who is available in our league, Mick, I know we have a very competitive, deep league going. So very difficult to find a running back. Usually with running back specifically, and I've noticed in our league, when you've got a guy who's injured and it looks like there's going to be a backup situation coming in, those guys are picked up, like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. So tough one right there. Now, you got Chris Chambers and Thomas Jones, Kansas City guys who are on the bench, and you're looking to bring in Jeremy Shockey as an extra tight end. Not knowing who your current tight end is, Jeremy Shockey's not bad. He's a borderline top 10 guy because there are some pretty good tight ends out there. I would mention Mercedes Lewis, who I don't think is available. If he is available, not a bad guy to pick up. And look at the Patriots tight ends. Hernandez and Gronkowski, you know, if you have an opportunity to pick them up, trade for them. It's looking like those two guys are around and are around to stay. In other words, they're going to be part of the Patriots offense virtually every week. Gronkowski, more of a red zone guy, so he's got two touchdowns in the first three games. Hernandez, more of the, you know, point per reception guy. And he's going to break one loose at some point, I really do think. You know, other guys to look at on the waiver wire, Joe Dolan mentioned Chris Ivory, New Orleans. If Pierre Thomas can't go, and with Reggie Bush already injured and out for a few more weeks, you know, he's definitely an interesting guy to have. And then, you know, at wide receiver, I'll tell you what, a couple guys who have intrigued me as I've been looking at, looking at waiver wires and looking at, you know, different guys to pick up. Kenny Britt, kind of intrigues me. You know, first round pick in the NFL with Tennessee, Vince Young.
Just my issue is the quarterback throwing them.
Yeah,
the
well, that is
and
the
that's
issue.
That's what stinks. You can have plenty of good receivers in this league, but they have awful quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that's why a guy like Kenny Britt is no more than a sleeper. You could luck out. You could strike gold on
an
any given week.
Start.
Yeah, and
for a good example, just off the top of my head of an emergency starter, like I think it was like Lance Moore last week had nothing and he had 35 points all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, Lance Moore caught, was it two or three touchdown passes?
I think two.
Two
he had like 30,
long
he had 149
passes.
Yards and a bunch of receptions and he just racked it up last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, and we had someone checking in or asking about Lance Moore as one of five guys who we had at wide receiver wondering who to start. And the fear with Lance Moore is that New Orleans just has so many guys in the catching passes from Drew Brees without one necessarily being the guy that it's hard to know week to week which of them is going to do well. If you own Drew Brees, you can be pretty confident that he's going to do pretty well for you, but which of the wide receivers? I look at the same thing with the Giants right now. Not too high in Eli Manning, but between Hakeem Nicks, Steve Smith, Mario Manningham, they're all capable of big games. They might all have a big game.
G-Man!
That's right. They might all have a big game at once, you know, but you just don't know week to week among those wide receivers.
And a quick update, Manningham got upgraded today to probable from questionable. Yeah. He had some concussion scare earlier in the week. So.
That's right. Okay, well, I didn't see that.
He did get upgraded.
He did get upgraded. I think that reminds me, I don't know, but last week I think it was a Friday news nugget around the NFL that Knowshon Moreno was out.
Yeah.
Out of the game. It came out of the blue, not questionable, not probable,
yeah.
Un-Josh McDaniels and un-Bill Belichick like to rule a guy out suddenly on a Friday. But what did that do? It opened the door for Lawrence Maroney.
Yep.
And I had a hop in my step on Friday,
did you?
Kevin. I did, because I had said on the show the week before, after the Maroney trade, which was 2 weeks ago, watch out for Lawrence Maroney. Lawrence Maroney.
Something to prove.
Lawrence Maroney is going to get his opportunity in Denver.
Yep.
It's going to be a point. It did, you know, Knowshon Moreno, injury prone. Carell Buckhalter didn't seem too high on. It's an offense that he knew. Going back to Josh McDaniels, go get Lawrence Maroney when he gets his opportunity. Watch out. So last Friday, Knowshon Moreno, out. Not questionable. Not probable. Not doubtful. Out. And I said, hey, it's Lawrence Maroney at home against Indianapolis, the worst ranked run defense in the league. Lawrence Maroney is going to have a big week.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a big week, Kevin.
No.
He got his opportunities, so I was right on that mark.
Yep.
He didn't have a big week. In fact, I think he was stuffed three times on the goal line.
Yeah. He is what we thought he was, pretty much.
He is what we knew he was.
Yeah.
And
I mean, just to update that situation, too, there's a really good chance that Moreno's not going to play this week either.
Right.
From what
Maroney, Moreno, Maroney, Moreno. So, but here's the question. If you didn't trust Lawrence Maroney last week at home against Indianapolis, what makes you want to trust him this week at home against Tennessee?
I don't want to. Tennessee's run defense is better, too.
Well, no one's run defense was worse than Indy's coming into last week, and they improved a little bit.
Yep.
Tennessee's run defense is ranked 17th.
It's right in the middle.
In the league, right in the middle. But
definitely,
I think of Tennessee as having a pretty good run defense.
Yeah.
So Lawrence Maroney.
You always think of like that Jeff Fisher team down there as a physical run-stopping team. It goes back to when they had Haynesworth and stuff.
They've lost
a little of that shine, but I still consider them a pretty physical defense.
Yeah, no, there's no question. There's no question about it. Webradio at patriots.com. We are winding down the show, but it's still not too late to get in touch with us. Webradio at patriots.com.
You still got time.
Or the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-543-7482. This email is from Tim. What's up, B-Lo? Very simple here, Kevin. This is I like this. I like the people who email and give descriptions. I really do. But this one, straightforward. Who do I start, Chris Cooley or Dustin Keller? Now, I go Cooley. I've always liked Cooley.
Were they playing?
Cooley is playing Philly.
Okay.
And then Dustin Keller,
the
Jets play Buffalo. Always like Cooley. I lean toward Cooley, even though I'm down on Donovan McNabb this week. But there's something about, like, you know, if a quarterback.
Keller had a monster game, though.
Keller has had several monster games. And
that Buffalo pass defense was, ugh. Suspect. You saw with the pass.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying Mike Sanchez will do the same thing.
Absolutely suspect. I'll tell you what, it's close. I've always been intrigued by Chris Cooley. I've always liked him.
I would feel fairly confident with either play, B-Lo, I think.
Yeah, I would. And you know, when I was saying earlier that I don't like Donovan McNabb this week, and I don't, sometimes that can mean well, the tight end could be the safety valve. The tight end could be the guy that, you know, does get open and does get his chances, which makes me think Chris Cooley, you know, is not a bad guy to have. Now, I don't look at Chris Cooley as he is a no-brainer. You can't bench him any week,
yeah,
guy.
He's no Dallas Clark.
And having Cooley and Dustin Keller, that's a tough call each week because I feel like they're going to be ranked, you know, projected fairly similarly most weeks, which means you're going to have that tough call. You know, do I bench is the guy I'm going to bench the guy that's going to break out? I give a slight edge to Chris Cooley.
It's a solid tandem to have, though.
Not a bad tandem to have at all. Not
good
a bad
good
tandem
depth.
To have. That's not a bad one at all. Webradio@patriots.com is our email address. We were talking to Joe Dolan, who he said New England-Miami is one of the better matchups from a fantasy perspective this week. And it really does strike me how, you know, that Miami running game is Ricky Williams, Ronnie Brown, what are we, 4 or 5 years in? They are, you could start both. I'd feel comfortable starting both guys any week. If I had both guys, I'd start them both on most weeks. I would. I'd start them both. Ooh, yeah, I saw that too. Not good, Kevin.
Right
in
the pillbox.
Oof. Kansas City Royal catcher. Oof.
It's a long offseason.
Don't like that one. Yeah. Don't want to watch that. Oh, the Royals aren't making the playoffs?
No, I don't think so. Huh. The last projected playoff standings I saw didn't include them.
For first time in a while.
I was shocked, too.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, Patriots-Miami is definitely a good fantasy. You know, these are two offenses that can put points on the board. And you know, the Patriots spreading the ball around has been great for the Pats. And what strikes me is that they're spreading the ball around and Randy Moss has still had explosive games. Wes Welker has still had big-time games as far as scoring touchdowns and points per reception. And then those tight ends as well. Getting in the mix too, and I think it's going to be more of the same this week.
I'm going to say something. It may be stupid, but I'm going to make my little. I'm not afraid to go out on my limb here.
Now, when you say something like that to the PFW guys, they must just have a field day.
Oh yeah, they have a field day.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, I don't think Moss is going to have a very good game. I think Vontae Davis is going to dominate him.
Interesting.
I would almost, if I was a fantasy owner, I would almost think about going another route that far.
Benching Moss.
That far is how, and we'll see how that actually holds up. I may look like an idiot. I may not. I may look like a genius. But from what I've seen of Vontae Davis and what I've seen against him playing Randy Moss one-on-one, I'm not confident in Randy Moss.
You know, Vontae Davis is pretty good. Greg Rosenthal of RotoWorld.com, who does some great rankings every week, guess where he has Randy Moss ranked this week among wide receivers? For receivers. Take a guess.
Now, I haven't really read any of this guy's work, so I'm not sure if his previous opinion of Moss.
Okay,
so,
all right.
To be fair.
So you're not the expert anyway.
I'll say like ninth.
Okay, that's, you know, you say ninth.
Yeah.
Okay, first.
Really?
First.
See, I disagree.
He's got Randy Moss ranked as the number one wide receiver this week.
What's your opinion on this?
My opinion is you cannot bench Randy Moss.
Okay, but I mean, would you rank him first against Vontae Davis on the road?
No.
In a hostile environment?
No, I certainly wouldn't rank him first. Guys who I would rank ahead of him that I'm you know, just looking at this right now, Reggie Wayne, he's got ranked third.
Absolutely.
Give me Reggie Wayne against Jacksonville.
All day.
Roddy White. Give me Roddy White this week.
Who's Ocho Cinco playing against? The
they're
Browns?
Playing Cleveland.
Yeah,
now,
give me that.
I was looking at Ocho Cinco and his history against the Browns. The last two or three years, he actually hasn't done much. Earlier in his career, he decimated the Cleveland Browns. And Ocho Cinco's having a decent year. I like him this week a lot.
And the Browns are to the point where they're already 0-3, and they're just to that point where it's just a matter of time before they quit.
Well, yeah. I mean,
in my opinion.
Fair enough, and there's some interesting dynamics there because you get, you got Mike Holmgren coming in, and everyone thought Eric Mangini would be going down in flames. You know, last year though they were 0-whatever, and they rattled off some wins at the end.
I would take any of those three that you just mentioned, Ocho Cinco, Roddy White, Reggie Wayne. I would take any of those guys over Moss.
Yeah, well, but I still look at Moss and I say, okay, playing against the Jets and all that, he scores a touchdown.
I'd take Welker.
I wouldn't take Welker over Moss.
Agree to disagree.
I wouldn't. That's fine. I wouldn't take Welker in Rome.
When in Rome.
I wouldn't take Welker over Moss. Listen, would I say Moss is the number one wide receiver? Maybe not. Would I bench Randy Moss? No way.
I'm not saying I would. I said I'd think about it depending on what kind of depth I had on my team and what kind of matchups. But I'm just my gut prediction is that he's not going to have an extremely productive week.
You'd have to have pretty good depth, in my opinion, to
what?
Yeah, that's
the limb I'm standing on.
All right.
But I mean, I have a team. I don't think it's in our league. I think it's the other league I'm in, where I have a tandem of Ocho Cinco and Wayne And, you know, I do have some depth.
You're going to have a good week then.
So, I mean, it depends on your team, but I'm just saying, mark it on your calendars. I don't think he's going to have a very big week.
Mark it on your calendars. All right. Well, Kevin, good job going out on a limb. We'll get back to that one next week. Our thanks to Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com for joining us. Our thanks to everyone who emailed in. Don't forget, Patriots.com radio, webradio at Patriots.com. Email us anytime, and you'll hear from us next week on the Fantasy Lowdown. So, Week 5 is coming up. The Patriots have their Monday night game. So, soon after that.
Score prediction?
Score prediction from that game.
We got to get this in.
I've gone on record as saying that I like the Dolphins this week.
Okay.
Score prediction for this one. I like them. I like them in actually a surprisingly relatively low scoring one.
Okay.
21-17.
Wow. I like that differs, and I'm going off the chart. I'm saying Dolphins 31-17.
Dolphins 31-17.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fairly easy win for Miami.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, like I said, the Patriots haven't earned that benefit of the doubt on the road.
It's just coming off a tough divisional loss at home against the Jets.
True.
I think it's pretty much a must-win game for the Dolphins in the division. You have to hold serve at home, and I think they're going to come out. It's Monday night. The fans are going to be stoked. I think it's going to be too much.
And be tough for the Patriots to drop to 1-2 in the division.
Yep.
This early on. All right. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Joe Dolan. Thanks to all the emailers. We'll be back next week, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday with the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com Radio. Be sure to join us then.
This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines, Patriots.com Radio.